Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A spiritual battle. A spiritual battle is being fought for you every moment that you live as a baptized, spiritually regenerated, born-again believer in Christ. The devil and his demons, who have been cast out of heaven to earth, battle against the Holy Spirit of God within you and against God's holy angels. You see, the devil and his demons possessed you at one time, before you were baptized, before you were brought to faith by the Word and the Spirit. You are a child of the devil, dead in sin, dead in spirit and faith, totally rebellious toward God. But in the waters of baptism, you are born again spiritually. That is, God has given you faith in His Son Jesus. Now, after baptism, even though you are spiritually born again, born of water and the Word, you continue to be a sinner. There are forces arrayed against the sinner who is attracted to the world, lied to by the devil, and tempted by the flesh. The world says, have a good time. Put all your trust in the things you see and hear and touch and taste and smell. The world says, live for today. Live in the world's glory. But you see, the world is corrupted by sin and death and the devil. And it is the devil who battles against our faith in God. He lies when he tells us that we have just done too much to be forgiven. He whispers in our ears, how many times? How many times do you think God will forgive you for doing what you do? Do you think Jesus really died to pay for all your sins, even the ones you do over and over? Come on. Come on. You know that God doesn't love you that much to forgive you over and over and over for those things. The devil tells these lies to you and to me. He doesn't want us to confess our sins and believe that we are forgiven. And then there is a battle that is raging inside each of us between the new man or woman of faith, created and sustained by the Holy Spirit, as it battles against the old man, the man ruled by his sinful flesh. Yes, even after the Word of God gives us new spiritual life in the waters of baptism, our sinful flesh battles against the new man of faith, created in the image of God. Our old sinful flesh lusts for the things of the flesh that are forbidden. The flesh battles against the Spirit. We see evidence of these things as we live our lives as Christians. The world, the devil, and our sinful flesh war against our newly regenerated spirits. They create tension between the new men and women of faith and the old sinner. We are at the same time, simultaneously, we are sinners and saints. We want to do the right things, but we also want to do the wrong things, the sinful things. There is tension between the old man and the new man. The tension is evidence of the battles, and these battles are evidence of our spiritual life. These battles are fought within a larger war known as the Great Tribulation. This tribulation, this great trial, is fought by saints who live in a dying world that is ruled for now by the devil over corrupted and sinful flesh. This great tribulation is a time of testing that builds faith. Our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. In the last year, we have lost several of our members to death. Each of them had their struggles while they were here with us on earth. But even though they were sinners and struggled with their sinful flesh, the world, and the lies of the devil, they were also saints by faith in Christ. They're now in heaven. I speak of Harriet Hines, Betty Light, Connie Bowling, Inez Anderson, and Arnold Corte. They believed in God's promises of forgiveness of sins and of resurrection when Christ comes again. In these times of testing and trial for you and I, we live as Christians, lives of repentance. As we live our lives as forgiven people, our white baptismal robes of righteousness become soiled by our sin and the sin of the fallen world. And when we repent by confessing our sins and believe in God's forgiveness in Christ, our spiritual robes are washed and made white again as they were on the day of our baptism. These are the robes John refers to in verse 14 of our Revelation text when we hear from one of the elders in heaven that they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Soon, dear ones, you will be in heaven before the throne of God. There all the saints will serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. But for now, your Lord guides you in this spiritually dry land by the power of the Holy Spirit to springs of baptismal living water that gives you new life. You are in the great tribulation. Some have tribulations that are greater than the tribulations of others. But your life is a period of struggle and testing for the building up of your faith. God is constantly showing you your sin in order that you might see more and more just how much your Savior, Jesus Christ, has done for you. And paradox of all paradoxes, a paradox is an event that yields an unexpected result. Your white baptismal robes are made white in the red sacrificial blood of the Lamb of God. The Lord's Supper is a foretaste of the great feast to come. Here, Christ's red blood washes your soiled robes and makes them white again. Come to the table of your Lord. Wash your robes. This cleansing is the earthly inheritance Christ has left for you. Come. This body is for you, to give you hope for resurrected life that never ends, and this blood for you, to make your baptismal robes clean and white again. Come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.